Ken Lay, of course, is the Acting Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police. Good morning.
Good morning, Raph.
What do I call you? Acting Chief Commissioner? That's a very long title.
It is.
Better hurry up and get the job.
Yeah.
Look, I suppose the thing that occurs to me, to be honest, and you know, not even thinking about whether or not the protesters were in the right or in the wrong, what would be wrong with just letting them stay there for a few weeks?
Raph, look, if we just go back a week, we've had these demonstrators in the city for a week. We facilitated, I think, five or six different marches through the city and had to clear them out of five intersections where they blocked intersections. And we got to a stage on Friday where the council made the decision that they wanted them off their property. This wasn't a police decision, it was a council decision. As a result, they were committing the offence of trespass, and we were obliged to act. It was as simple as that.
How do you feel personally, though? I mean, would you care if there were, or even operationally for the police? Would it be a big issue for the city if there were 50 or 100 people camped in the city square for a few weeks?
Look, again, that's not my decision to make, Raph. My decision is to enforce the law, and the council came to police us saying that they wanted their property back and access to every other Melburnian into that space. So we were obliged to act, and that's what we did.
What about their name badges? Firstly, tell me, I'm assuming that the Green MP Sue Palenque is correct. All police need to display that number on their uniforms. That's correct.
Well, it's actually a name rather than a number.
Okay, but they all have that, and they're obliged to display that at all times.
Absolutely.
Because the Greens are saying that they saw many police without their badges on.
Look, I suspect that the police that were involved in removing people towards the end in the square, there was a lot of scuffling going on. These badges are held on by Velcro, so I suspect some came off that way. I know that there was some of our people actually put raincoats on when the rain came and covered them as well.
Can I just ask you, they're allowed to put the raincoat over to cover their name badge?
Well, to be perfectly honest, they put it on for their own comfort, Raph. But let me make this point that we have miles and miles of footage in relation to arrests and what we did. If there are complaints about actions of police, I would be hopeful that we captured each and every one of those incidents.
Is that actually an operational aim, to get footage of every arrest in a demonstration like that?
Well, we certainly suspected that this would result in a number of complaints, so we took action to make sure we had most of the event videoed. We've got access to Safe Cities videos, we've got access to Melbourne City Council video as well.
So you wouldn't be worried if the Ombudsman or the OPI were asked to look at the protest?
Again, Raph, this, when you do the planning for an operation like this, you expect, and it's right to expect, that there'd be oversight by a whole host of bodies. So we collect as much information and data as we can, not only for our members' protection, but also for the protection of the broader community.
And look, we've heard some pretty, quite detailed descriptions of the police going up to one individual saying, listen, we're going to come and get you next, could you please leave, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I wonder, given that you put a lot of, it seems that there's a lot of method in that type of operation, why do you then need the police, dogs, and also the horses?
Well, Raph, we saw situations when we had the people out of the square. I think we had 150 when we had to move out, but the social networking was going pretty hard. We had about 250 that started congregating outside. We knew that there was more people coming. We had a couple of occasions where we had surges by the demonstrators trying to get back into the city square. The horses are worth 20 or 30 police to help help manage crowds like that, so it was critical for us. I suspect if we didn't have them there, we may well have had more people hurt, so they do a great job. But Raph, can I just make the point about warnings?
You mean warning to the individual protesters?
Yeah, 7 a.m. the council warned the protesters about what was going to happen. We had council people walking around handing out flyers. 11 a.m. our police issued a warning.
I guess their point, though, I'm sure they would argue that they should be allowed to stay there as long as they want to stay there.
We're faced with a situation where the council want this group off council property. We're obliged by law to do that, and we tried, made every effort to do it as peacefully as we could, but we were faced with a group, particularly in the early stages, about 150, that made it very, very clear that they weren't going to move. They linked arms, they made comments that indicated to us that there was only one way people were going to be moved, and that's unfortunately by force.